Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good morning to both you and Milsey. You have often heard President Trump call Robert Mueller's Russia investigation a witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
But the man Trump has nominated to replace the embattled and finally ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions tells senators today he does not agree with that. He is William Barr, who had been Attorney General for the first President Bush. He's now undergoing Senate confirmation hearings to get the job a second time. Trump has long wanted the Mueller probe into whether his campaign operatives colluded with the Russians, either quickly concluded or preferably shut down. But Barr, who was AG, he would oversee Mueller's work, and he says,
"And on my watch, Bob will be allowed to finish his work."
The ranking Democrat on the committee, Dianne Feinstein, followed up with,
"Will you commit to providing Mr. Mueller with the resources, funds, and time needed to complete his investigation?"
"Yes."
And from the Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham,
"Do you believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt against anybody?"
I don't believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt.
Well, there's no secret that Trump's had trouble with the Justice Department for quite some time. Was Barr asked how he would handle that?
He certainly was, Milsey. He was asked about his intention to remain independent from any Trump attacks.
"I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody, whether it be editorial boards or Congress or the president."
Robert Mueller's report is expected to be complete within the next month or two. And Milsey and Basil, Barr promises to release a summary of Mueller's conclusion to Congress and the public, but that parts of the special counsel's report, he says, may well have to remain confidential.
Yeah, good on you, Bob. Thank you.